This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, guys, here we are. Last break of the day. Been a
yeah.
good day. Yeah.
Really
mm-hmm.
Very good day.
Mm-hmm. Hey, in closing today, I want to remind everybody of something. That if you aspire to be successful, if you aspire to want more things out of life, if you aspire to be great, if you aspire to have just anything above normal, I just want to remind you of the effort that it's going to take. I want to let you all know that becoming successful, if it were easy, you've heard this 1,000 times, if it were easy, everybody would be successful. You've all heard that. Well, the reason is twofold. The reason the average person is not successful is because of faith and because of effort. You need the two as a combination in order to be successful. One without the other is not the formula. The formula is faith and effort in order to become successful. And listen, success is within all of us. It's just, are you willing to do the things as necessary? Ask yourself this. Look, this is time to take real inventory and to ask yourself some serious questions about how bad you want something. See, stop saying you want it, but then you ain't willing to do what it takes to get it. Stop. And one of the biggest things that stops us from getting what we want is all we do is talk about what other people have, what other people do, what other people got, what other people want. Stop. You're wasting your time. This is not the way to become successful. Successful people are not sitting around talking about other people. That's not how it works. In order to become successful, guys, I am telling you, it requires a maximum effort. I don't care what nobody done told you. It ain't no book. There ain't no book called Easy Way to the Top. 3 easy steps to be successful. Success is easy as 1, 2, 3, ABC, the ABCs of success. Okay, well, you can write the book if you want to. Listen to me. In order to be successful, you have to have a combination of two things. That's faith and effort. And in order to be successful, y'all, it's going to take a maximum effort. I'm sorry. If you are where you are, all you have to do is look at those two things in your life and how they play out. If you're not where you want to be, but you are further than where you were. See, hold, let me share this with you. Success ain't how far you've come. Success is how far you've come from where you started. See, you get confused that you're looking at if you're judging success on how far you are. Because you can always look around and find somebody more successful than you. Somebody got more cars than you. Somebody got a bigger house. Somebody got more money. That ain't it for you. Stop looking at these other people. I'm telling you, man, it's going to put the wrong color view you're going to have of your life. And you'll start looking at yourself as not successful. Successful ain't how far you've come. It's how far you've come from where you started. A lot of us are far better off than we used to be, but we won't give ourselves no credit for that. You have to maximize your effort. If you don't like where you are, simply look at your effort and your faith. You ain't got to look around. It ain't my fault. It ain't your job's fault. It ain't they fault. It ain't your mama for not supporting you. It ain't your daddy for not being there. It's about your faith and your effort. You know how many people have made it, have never seen their father? Do you know how many people have made it who come from tarnished backgrounds, who were really poor, whose mother was on drugs? Do you know how many people have become successful out of foster care programs? I'm sorry, man, but you can create any excuse you want. Well, Steve, what about this? You ain't the first. Well, Steve, this is what happened to me. And we're not talking about what happened to you. We're talking about what you're going to do about what has happened to you. Life is 10% what's happened to you. It's 90% what you do about what has happened to you. Listen to me. Put forth a maximum effort. This is something I created, and I saw it on a quote on my page the other day, and I forgot I said this. But I spend all my time building my dreams so when I get some time, I can live my dreams. I spend all of my time building my dreams so when I get some time, I can live my dreams. So you can miss me with all these conversations y'all be having about Steve. He working it. He said he prefer wealth over health. Now, I never said that, but I do know the effort that's required to be successful. And I'm telling you, it ain't no shortcut to the top. You got to get busy with it. You got to want something and you got to put the effort into getting it. It's effort and faith. Stop listening to people who are not successful tell you how to be successful. If you look at anybody that's successful, they're going to tell you the same thing. It takes a maximum effort and you got to have a lot of faith. Faith is a belief in things that you cannot see. You got to have that, man, because it's going to be so many days you ain't going to see how you're going to make it. But you got to keep that faith and that relationship with God wide open. And you got to put forth a maximum effort. If you ain't going to do that, man, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I don't know what else to tell you. Uncle Steve just trying to tell you the truth. If you don't want to hear the truth, go on, try it your way. Write a book. Let me know how it work out for you. Y'all have a great day. Put forth a maximum effort.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old. Old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.